paragraph base. V'al kein betchilas isura shel avodah zara b'sho shenases avodah zara hu lehefech. And therefore, when you're first initiating the idol, the law is the opposite of what we just said. Then the avodah zara, the goy, is stricter than the avodah zara, the Jew. Meaning, shavodah zara shalakum asur miyad. An idol that's appointed, that's designated by a goy, becomes osur immediately, even before he worships it, even before he serves it. V'shel Yisrael ein asur ad shetoved. Whereas an idol that's designated by a Jew does not become forbidden until he actually worships it. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki be'emes Yisroel rechoiken legamri me'avodah zarah, because the truth is that the Jewish people are the furthest thing in the world from idols. Ki Yisroel bechlal heim bebechinas he'oras hagavnin, because the Jewish people are connected to that light, that heavenly light that's found in gold and silver. Bebechinas oyer ha-seichel ho-emes dikdusha. They're connected to the light of seichel, of the true seichel. V'ho'akum, whereas the non-Jews, the other nations, heim bebechinas koyach ha-medame. Their connection is the koyach ha-medame. That's where they're plugged in. That they're called the other side. Ki yesh ba'odom koyach ha-seichel v'koyach ha-medame. Because every person possesses this koyach of seichel and this koyach of medame. V'zeh ha-koyach ha-medame hu gam kein koyach me'ha-seichel. And the koyach ha-medame is also part of the seichel in a sense. Dahainu koyach ha-tachtoin shel ha-seichel shehu with the medame is the lowest part of the seichel of a person. Shehu akoyach hamedame v'hametzayer bedaitoi kol hadvorim hagashmiim v'chol hamelochos. The koyach hamedame is that part of a person's brain that makes pictures, that draws pictures for the person. Or when a person is working, doing physical work or physical labor, that's the part of the brain that's associated with physical labor and things like that. That's the part of the brain that's plugged into the eyes and the hands and the feet, the five senses that the person has, taste, smell, touch, you know, sight and everything. And that's the part of the brain that's plugged into the body and brings messages from all over the body into the brain. That's called the koyach hamedame. Umi sheyesh loy koyach ha-seichel ho amiti, a person who has real seichel, who tzorich lehagbir ha-seichel al hamedame, he has to see to it that his seichel should be stronger than and should be in control of his medame. Dahainu sheyafshit kol dover migashmiyusoy, which means that he should be able to strip away everything he's dealing with. He should be able to strip away and discard the gashmius aspect of it. V'yovin mitoichoy gedulas haboyrei sporach, and be able to understand from every single thing that he interacts with in this world, he should be able to understand to see the greatness of Hashem in it, and be able to understand and believe in Hashem more through that item. Ad sheyafshit daitoy migashmius hadovor shenitzar bedaitoy, to the point where he separates his mind from the physicality of the item that his brain is viewing. Shehu bechinas hamedame, which is the medame, v'yoshuv lekoyach haseichel hoemes, and revert to the true seichel, lehikoleil bo'ein soif, to plug into the infinite, shehu haboyeris baruch, which is Hashem. We're going to explain, I'll clarify this in a moment. But for now, just follow the translation of the words as best as you can. Ki ze ikar haseichel hoemes, because this is what's called true seichel, lodas ulahakirois yisborach, to understand and to recognize Hashem. Levatel koyach hamedame hamalumosh begashmi esu asiyah, and to eliminate or to play down the koyach hamedame that's found in everything physical in this world, velalois el hasogas hasechel huamiti, and to rise up to the understanding of true sechel, lahakir oisa yisborach, which is to realize Hashem, shehu lemalo mikol hatmunois, who is above all pictures, all shapes and forms, v'hadimyoinois shebekoyach hamedame, and above all kinds of shapes and forms of koyach hamedame, shemimenu nimshachem kulam, because and all of them really come from Hashem. Ki kol hatmunois v'hadimyoinois nimshachem meho ein soif she'ein boi tmuna. Because all shapes and forms that are found in this physical world all come from Hashem, who is shapeless. Hashem, who has no shape or form whatsoever. Hashem, who is infinite. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 4, in the first half of Likut Imran, Ayin Sham, look over there. Let me give an example, a simple example of what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says that when a Jew is walking in the street and he sees a beautiful woman, what should he do? The Baal Shem Tov says one of the things he should do is stop to think for a moment that that's Hashem. I've been to a butcher shop before. I've seen what a slab of smelly, red, gooky meat looks like when it's on a hook. So this physical woman that I'm looking at, that I could feel an attraction to, and I could go into all kinds of fantasies and all kinds of stupidity and all kinds of moronic idioticness, the Baal Shem Tov says, instead of that, shift gears. Why don't you go to the other extreme and say that this object of beauty that my eye just saw, first of all, a Jew, al pi halacha and al pi Torah, is supposed to, the moment he realizes that his eye is seeing something like that, he's supposed to take his eye off it, not to look, because it's not his wife and it's not... But hold on a second. I saw it already. My eye photographed it. My eye grabbed that picture and delivered it to the brain. Which part of the brain? Rav Nosson Zal just told us. To the koyach hamedame, which is the lowest, lowest section of the brain, the part of the brain that deals with physical images or contact with the physical world that a person is going through 24/7, you know, and throughout their whole life in this physical world. So the Baal Shem Tov says, what the person should try to think of immediately is Morabu Masecho Hashem. Look how great Hashem is, that Hashem is able to take a piece of flesh and blood and bones and make it into something so pretty, so beautiful, that has an attraction to it. But again, I'm not attracted to sin. I'm not attracted to bad thoughts. I'm shifting to saying immediately that this is a display of Gedulas Hashem. This is a manifestation of Hashem's greatness. Hashem created beautiful trees. Hashem created unbelievable perfumes. Hashem created incredible animals, gorgeous mountains and everything. And Hashem also created this item. This is an example of what Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the first chapter on Likut Imran, that a Jew is required to look for the seichel in everything, the kiddush in everything, the gedulas Hashem in everything, and to strip away the physical aspect, the medama, the stuff that the sotan knows, the two parts of the brain. There are two beams of light that are coming out of the brain at the same time. One is coming from medama, and it wants to play all kinds of games with the person. It wants to involve the person in all kinds of bad, sinful thoughts and bury the person. Spirit, you know, chas v'shalom, for a million years, chas v'shalom. But Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us here that every item of beauty, everything good in this world is Hashem. That's the Hashem in this world. And a person has to see to it, when they come into contact with any item of beauty, to strip away, peel away the klipa, peel away the physical shell, and focus on the Gedula Sabayri, focus on Hashem's light that's in there, and use this to connect you to Hashem, to bring you back to a connection to the greatness of Hashem. That's what he's referring to over here. Ukemoi shebeklolius ha'olam, and just like when we speak about the whole world, ha'odam bechlal hu bebechinas seichel, v'habehemo hu bebechinas samedame, man, human beings, represent the most intellectual being in this world, other than the many exceptions that we know exist today and throughout all the generations of people who are in human form, but are much, much lower intellectually than animals. We know we never heard of an animal being a Nazi, Yimach Shemom. Animals could not do some of the things that those supposed human beings did. But Rav Nosson Zal is speaking here on a general level, that on a general level, when we speak about human beings versus animals, human beings represent seichel. Animals are associated with medame. As is written in the Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, because animals, even though they see, they don't see anywhere near as clear as human beings see. Their senses, in most cases, are not as highly developed intellectually as a human being's senses. And even if they do, they can't process what they're seeing intellectually as well as most human beings should be able to. So man, Adam represents Seichel, Behema represents Medame. Kemoi kein bebnei Adam biatzmon, so too within human beings, the Torah makes a split, a division, right? And the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk, Adam kiyakriv mikem korban Hashem. A person, if he will bring from among you, the Jewish people, a korban. And the Gemara says, Yisrael kruyim Adam. The Jewish people are called Adam. Ve'ein ho'akum kruyim Adam. The idol worshippers, the other nations, are not called Adam. Compared to Jews, they are not in the same class, the non-Jews. K'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says in a few places. As we have the famous story of Avram Avinu when he was going to do the Akedah with Yitzchak, and he told Yishmael, he told his two youths that were with him, Yishmael and the other one, he said, Shvu lochem poi imachamur, you guys stay here with the donkey, and Yitzchak and I are going to go forth to do the Akedah. So the Gemara says, he said, im hachamor, with the donkey. The Gemara says, am hadoyme lechamor, that the Yishmaelim are a nation that's similar, doyme lechamor. They're like chamorim. Hainu she Yisrael bechlal, heim bechinas koyach haseichel u'emes kanal. The Jewish people represent the koyach haseichel. V'ho'akum, whereas the non-Jews, compared to the Jews, they're referred to as behema, koyach habehemis, koyach hamedame. Ki heim einom kruim odom kanal. They are not referred to as odom. Ve'ikar hatikun, ve'ikar tikun hamedame shebodom hu, kishehu merkovo el hasechel v'oyse retzoin hasechel. And the main tikkun of the medame inside a person is when the medame allows itself to be controlled and guided by the seichel. Remember, we said in the seichel there's the lowest part of the seichel, which is the koyach medame, and then there's the higher levels of the seichel. And the proper usage of the medame is when the medame allows the real seichel, the seichel on the second floor, third floor, to control it and to guide it. Again, the medame is seeing, smelling, tasting. When those things are not being controlled properly, you walk in the street in New York like I just did yesterday, 2 days ago, and you watch goyim standing in the street, and the guy's standing, and anytime a lady walks by who's not dressed properly, this, that, suddenly his eyes focus on that and stick to that, and he'll make some kind of disgusting remark or something. That's normal. That's natural for them. Because by them, their medame is in control and the seichel is either non-existent or if anything, it's under the control of the medame. But Rav Nosson Zal is telling us the proper usage of medama and sechel is, where the medama is subdued and it's controlled completely by the sechel huamiti, by the true sechel. The ikar tikanama, exactly, is when the medama is a merkava. It's like a horse on which the sechel is riding on, and the sechel is holding the reins. The sechel is directing the eye. Look, don't look. Smell, don't smell. Eat, don't eat. Touch, don't touch. Kemoi ha-behema, she'en lo das, like in the example of a behema, a horse or a cow, mule, that has no real intelligence. Ve'ikr tikuna ve'gidula alidei hodam, and its main tikun, and its best usage is when it's being controlled by a human being. Kemoikein ha-medame sheba'odam, so too the medame inside the person, shehu bechinas koyach ha-behemius, which is the behemius inside the person, ikr tikunoi hu kishu nimshach achar ha-seichel shu geder odom, geder Yisrael. Its main tikun is when it's being led by the seichel, when it's being led by the odom, by the Jew. When the medama is not being allowed to roam freely and to chase after physical desires, gashmius and stuff, but rather the person suppresses and eliminates his dimyoinois, his fantasies and his shtuyot, and has the sechel, you know, taking over, umevatel hakol legabi asechel, and he nullifies everything to the sechel. Oz vioz nizbatel horasha medame. Then he eliminates the ra of medame, venichlal hamedame b'hasechel, and the medame is being plugged into the sechel and is working completely for the sechel. Ukemoikein hoakum. Shehem bechlal bebchinas hamedame, bechinas behema, kol tikunam hu kishem evatlan atzma lagabi Yisrael, shem bechinas sechel. So too regarding all of these other nations, which represent medame, which represent behema, their main tikun is when they subjugate themselves, they nullify themselves to the Jewish people, who are the sechel, bechinas odom. Ukesho ha'akum nas merkovo liYisrael. And when the goyim become a merkava for the Jewish people, they become a horse or a mule or a wagon for the Jew to ride on, and they nullify themselves to the Jews, and they work for them, and they follow the leadership, the guidance of the Jew, and they serve the Jew, providing all of their physical needs, ke'eved l'raboy, like a servant to his master, ze ikar tikunam. That's the main tikun for the goy. Kemoi she'ikar tikun ha-behema, kishinim sheches acharotam. Just like the main tikun of a behema is when it's being used to help to serve human beings. Ukemoi she'ba'odam, ikar tikun ha-medame, kishinim shech achar ha-sechel. And just like by an individual human being, the main tikkun of his medame is when it's being led and controlled by his sechel. So too, the main tikkun of the goy is when he is subdued, subjugated, and mevatel himself to the yid. As is what's going to happen in the future, as the Torah tells us. Shiakiru kulam kedoshes Yisrael. All the nations will come to recognize the holiness of the Jewish people. V'yizbatlu v'yimoshchu achreim. And they will all nullify themselves and be drawn to follow the lead of the Jewish people. Kamei shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'hoyu malochim oimnaich. Kings will be your workers. Apayim eretz yishtachvuloch. They'll bow their faces to the ground before you. As we find in many psukim, ki ikar koyach is gabrus hasechel al hamedame shebekesav zohov kanal, because the main his gabrus of the sechel over the medame in gold and silver, Ve'elu agavnin ein meirin kim eitzel Yisrael. And these colors, these lights, can only shine by the Jewish people. Aval eitzel ha'akum hagavnin ne'elomim oiron. Whereas when the money, when the wealth is found by the non-Jews, those heavenly, the heavenly light that's in it, that spirituality that's in it, goes into hiding. It closes up. Ukshagavnin ne'elomim oiron. And when these, when this light becomes hidden, azai hamedame betokfoi, then the medame takes over. Then the money is being used to buy another beer, another bottle of whiskey, a bigger house, a bigger car, a fancier car, all kinds of toys, shtuyot of olam hazeh. V'alkein ein lohem koyach legaloi sagavnin ulevat lamedame legabi asechel, kiyim al yidei Yisrael. And therefore they, the non-Jews, don't have the ability to bring out, to reveal this heavenly light that's found in the money, and to be mevatel the medama to the sechel. It's only when it's by the Jews, she'etzlom ikar horas agavne, it's by the Jewish people, that's where these heavenly colors can really shine forth. V'alkein Yisrael heim be'emes b'china sechel ganal. And this is why the Jewish people represent the sechel. Ukishoakum mevatlan atzman lagabi Yisrael. And when the non-Jews subjugate themselves to the Jewish people, v'nas merkova aleihem, and they become subservient to the Jewish people, oz daika yechoyin likol el basechel, then they, the non-Jews, can plug into the sechel, lahakir abayiris baruch, to come to realize and recognize Hashem. Because this is an example of taking the medame and plugging it into the sechel.